102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're here with Jonathan this morning. Good morning, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
All right, man. Welcome to the Dream Team. Thank you for reaching out to us. Now, you're going to be seeking a pardon this morning from your wife of 10 years, Monica.
I need your help. Monica, she's great. She's a great wife. You know, we have two beautiful kids. And
beautiful.
Like a lot of people right now, we're doing the best we can to handle our mortgage, our credit card debt, and, you know, just the cost of kids during the COVID era. And
right. So things have been a little difficult, tough. But you guys still are getting along pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, you know, we've had some extra challenges. Monica's actually been furloughed, so she's spending most of her time at home right now selling jewelry online to make some extra money, which has been, you know, hit or miss.
Yeah,
and, she's hustling. She's trying her best.
She's trying. Hustling.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful that she can do that from home while she watches the kids. And
yeah, tell the Bay Area and the Dream Team why you are really seeking a pardon this morning.
Okay.
Because there's another wrinkle. Go ahead.
I'm the sole provider right now, and it's been getting to me a little bit. I feel like my life is kind of slipping away. I'm just focused on work and supporting my family. And I don't know if I'd call it a midlife crisis, but I'm like... I'm missing part of my youth, you know? I miss...
Jonathan, come clean. What did you do, man?
Mm. Okay, fine. I bought a Harley. And
Wow.
It's been a lifelong dream, so don't, you know, I've always wanted to get it.
Yeah, but they're expensive, though.
They're not cheap. I'll agree with that. And that's why I'm calling, because I can't...
So
you bought a motorcycle.
Right. Okay. Admittedly,
A death machine of death.
Trying to recapture his youth.
Now, you literally just said that you're doing your best to handle your mortgage and credit cards and all of that stuff, but then you felt trapped by that, so you felt you had to do something for yourself, which is understandable, first of all. But a Harley, my brother?
Yeah, man.
A whole Harley.
You're already in debt, and now you want to finance a motorcycle. Okay. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
Did you up your life insurance? Did you up your life insurance now that you've brought a death trap into your life? Did she get... while you were buying the motorcycle, you know, did you get $1 million on you? Because what
Probably
are we doing here?
I haven't got a helmet yet.
What are we doing here?
I have a helmet, absolutely. And my life insurance is good, but I'm not worried about that. I'm very safe on the bike. I'm just worried about what my wife's going to say. And
so let me ask you. She doesn't know about the motorcycle.
Oh.
Where have you been hiding the motorcycle, Jonathan?
I have a garage at work that I've kept it at. And
So this guy's lying to his wife.
I'm not lying. I just haven't told her yet.
Wow.
Surprise.
That
I brought home a death
court.
Trap. Ooh. Surprise.
All righty. Yeah, we need to get to Monica.
Yeah. I wonder how she'll feel about this.
Yeah, fireworks starting in a few minutes, you guys. So check it out, Jonathan. This is what we're going to do. We're going to get Monica on the phone line. You're going to reveal to her your secret, and then you're going to ask for a pardon. We're going to give her time to think about it and see if you're going to be pardoned on the Dream Team today. How is that?
I really appreciate it because I don't know how else to tell her.
Yeah, if I was to jump on that bike.
Right. If I was you, I'd jump on that bike right now, go find a church, burn a candle, pray, come back home, and then we'll have Monica on the phone lines, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right, man. This is going to be interesting. Monica, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Hey, Monica.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Monica sounds so nice.
Right.
Right. Okay, check this out, Monica. I know you are wondering why, but we have a young man by the name of Jonathan, you may know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's on the radio. Okay.
Probably think of y'all want a trip to Dubai or something like that, but go ahead, Jonathan, and explain exactly why you and Monica are on the radio this morning.
Hey, babe. So, yeah, I just thought this might be the best way to tell you about this. You know, I love you, and I just need to tell you a couple weeks ago that I decided to buy a Harley Davidson for myself.
What? What did you say?
You know, it's always been a dream. I got a bike.
No, you didn't. This is a joke, right? Is this a joke?
Well, sweetheart, it's not that big of a deal. You know, I've been working really hard, and, you know, I think we can, find the money
for it. I think I've been working really hard, too. You bought a Harley? You bought a Harley? Whoa. I'm out of work, and you bought a Harley? I'm on furlough, and you bought a Harley? I'm selling friggin' jewelry online to make ends meet, and you bought a Harley? You think that's a wise decision with two kids? You think that's a great decision? What the f*** are you thinking? What the f*** kind of midlife crisis is this?
Oh.
You have to have a Harley? I have to have a Harley. I have to have a toy. You need a toy?
Honey,
I haven't had a freaking manicure or a good haircut. I'm cutting my own hair. For God's sake, what the hell are you thinking?
Monica, let Jonathan explain how he felt.
Hair?
I can't. I just...
Let him explain. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Honey, I hear you. I just from my point of view, you know, this has always been a dream of mine, and I've been working a lot.
I had no dreams at all. I had no dreams. This being at home selling my jewelry online.
So, Monica, I do have to ask you. You said that you're cutting your own hair. You haven't had a manicure, pedicure, or anything like that. So you're there sacrificing and suffering, and you just feel like this was a little selfish on his part.
A little selfish? Mm-hmm. A little selfish? Two children, and he's getting on a dangerous machine on top of it, the sole supporter right now for our family.
Well, he said that he'll take the kids for a ride.
Oh, no. That is not happening. That is not happening.
He's going to buy a little sidecar.
No.
What about you, Monica? What if he gets you a nice little leather vest? Y'all got matching little leather vests. Ain't you going to jump on the back with him?
Stop. No. Y'all better stop.
Happening. I think somebody's in big trouble right now. Honey, big trouble.
Honey, I've been sacrificing too, and I just thought I needed a little thing for me. You know, it's not like a toy. It's transportation.
Oh, it's not like a toy? I think it's exactly like a toy. I don't think it's not like a toy. It is a toy. It is a toy.
It saves gas, Monica.
I'm driving a 10-year-old little car, and you need a Harley?
Not driving. I'm driving to work every day, honey. Like, right now, you don't need to drive the car, so I just thought,
The kids get everywhere on their own. The doctor's appointments. Yeah, we just walk to the doctors. That's how we get there. We just walk to everything. Oh, we walk to go shopping, because what am I going to do, leave the kids at home and go shopping? No. I go everywhere. I have to bring the kids wherever I go.
Jonathan, let me ask you this. Is this a midlife crisis or not? Because it sounds like it. It smells like it. It feels like it.
No, it's not a midlife crisis. I just, like, you know, I am middle-aged, and I do kind of feel trapped in my life, and I just wanted something.
That's a midlife crisis.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not
a midlife crisis.
Nice word. Trapped? You're trapped?
No.
Did you say trapped?
Not honey. Not because of you. Not because of the kids. Just because of life, you know, like COVID. It's not.
Well, I think we are your life at this point. A wife, kids, that is your life. That is your life.
Grateful. I just need a little release and a motorcycle vet for me.
Monica, he just wanted to go Sons of Anarchy for a little bit, riding through this world. That's all he wanted to do. All right, Jonathan, once again, we have Monica on the line. You got your last chance to present your case to your wife and find out if a pardon is going to be granted. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Be brave, my brother. Go ahead. Talk to Monica.
Honey, look.
Yes?
I appreciate you and everything you've done. You're amazing. I just, you know, I've been working extremely hard, even longer hours than before COVID, and I just needed a little something that's just mine. And, you know, it's been a dream of mine since I was 18 to have a Harley. I've told you about this many times. And, you know, with the stress of the world and all the anxiety, I just felt there is no better time like the present. I just needed something that was just mine, something fun, something exciting. And so, you know, I didn't do anything too crazy. It's not like, you know, I bought a yacht or anything. You know, I just bought a motorcycle that's going to save on gas, and it's going to be something that's just for me, and I'll be very safe, and we'll be able to afford it. You know, I'll have to make some cuts, but we'll be able to afford it. And I think it was a good buy, and yeah.
Sounds like a good buy.
Yeah. Think it was a good buy.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the term I would have used.
Yeah, it's all the inflection.
Sounds
a goodbye,
like a farewell.
Or a goodbye. Yeah. Goodbye.
Go ahead, finish, Jonathan.
Look, it's my money. I'm working very hard for our family, and I just needed something for me. So I bought it, again, with my money, and I'm still going to provide everything for you and the kids. In fact, I think this Harley's going to make me work harder, just because I'll be in a better mind space. So in a way, it actually is an investment in myself.
All right. Wow.
Oh.
This guy is selfish.
Monica, it's your turn.
Oh, my God. Jonathan, it's like you're in an opera. Me, 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 me. I can't believe it. That's all I'm hearing. Me, it's what I need. Oh, I need something like that. I don't need any distractions, Jonathan. I'm just content to work, clean, take care of the kids, do the homeschooling. I don't need any distraction. I'm too doing coupons, taking back cans, and doing all this. But you need a distraction.
That's
you
what
need
opened
something
up my backyard.
For you. Listen, where the hell are you keeping this motorcycle, by the way? Where are you keeping this?
Baby, it's just been a work.
Oh, my God.
No big deal.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you. That is so behind my back. That is so incredibly selfish. You are a child.
Child. What else are you hiding, Jonathan?
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. I just. What is this? Is this for just for you or somebody else?
Oh.
Snapdragons.
Okay. We done opened up a whole other can of worms right now.
Yeah, your job don't even have a garage now that I think about it.
Monica.
My job does. God.
Monica, don't listen to Rudy. But this is what we have to do. Monica, you have to go ahead at this time and let us know if you're going to grant him a pardon or not.
I think this is a pretty easy thing here. There is no pardon here. There is no pardon. There is an excuse me and a lot of apology going on here because, you know, you're not by yourself. You don't need something by yourself. You're in a family. You have other people to consider. And to take on something so dangerous without even asking me or cluing me in on such a big purchase, those things aren't cheap. It's not cheap. Why am I saving money? Because you need a motorcycle. Why am I doing all this saving and everything during this time? And isn't it dangerous enough? You got to buy a motorcycle on top of it. Isn't
right.
the virus enough?
Monica, you know? I just Googled it, and they cost at least $80,000.
Oh, my God.
At least.
Dead man talking.
And Jonathan sounds like he likes fancy stuff.
Oh, that's not true. It didn't cost, I mean, it cost a lot, but not like a lot. No, it's not. It's not true.
I don't care what it costs. You should discuss that with someone. You just don't do that. You just don't do that. You just don't go out and spend something.
So, Monica, so no pardon?
No pardon.
Nope. If there was another word for no, that would be the answer. If there would be no way, no how, no way, nothing. Nothing. Zero. If there was another word that was worse than no, that would be my no.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay. I think that's pretty clear.
All right, yeah. Jonathan.
All right.
Yeah. Dang, Jonathan, that's bad, huh?
You made us look bad, Jonathan.
Wow.
Goofy.
We couldn't even help you.
I
Jonathan,
know.
I'm going to tell you something. You are great at revving things up. Harleys and wives, my brother.
Woo. Man, you should have just got a bike and a gym membership. What's wrong with you?
My goodness. So
got a Peloton. Come on.
No pardon, Jonathan. We're so sorry that you didn't get your pardon that you were seeking.
Monica, are you going to let him keep the bike?
He can sleep on that bike for all I care.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Back. Bay Area, you heard it. Monica, no pardon to Jonathan. If you guys want to do the same and get your scenario played out on Beg Your Pardon, all you have to do is go to KBLX.com, click on to Beg Your Pardon, put your scenario in there, and we'll get you to air it out like this beautiful couple here, man. Good luck to you guys. I hope you can work it out. Beg Your Pardon, right here on 102.9 KBLX.